Let's head over to the livestock side, and from what I'm understanding, a very much anticipated hogs and pigs report to come out on Friday.
Well, it is, and the numbers are actually quite startling, though, when you look at them. The key numbers here are the kept for breeding number and the farrowings this winter, and also then the pigs per litter. So those are the numbers that are going to tell us how many hogs we've got into the late summer, fall season. And I think those are where the bearish surprises could be contained.
And I know that there's been a lot of talk about how fast this industry is rebuilding itself after all the PED issues of last year.
Oh, boy, it's been an impressive about-face for several reasons. But it's been a very impressive. And, again, that pigs per litter will be important to watch and also have to look for upward revisions in last quarter's report.
I was doing some reading on the cattle, and I saw one said the market was doing some slouching, another said it was pouting.
Well, you would think so, but it's a forced affair, but so far the market is not concerned about it. You know, we're still in an uptrend here. Wow, very strong cattle futures market. The cash market's responded. Wholesale beef's been sharply higher this week. I'm never bullish when the packers are tapping on the brakes, and in this case this week they are literally slamming on the brakes as far as cattle slaughter.
So we can predict that the numbers for cash wise are going to be a lot smaller compared to last week?
We'll see. I think the slaughter is going to come in, I would say, 12 to maybe as much as 15% below a year ago.
Anything else on the livestock that you want folks to know?
That's about it for the moment, yes.